If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Be a good girl now and get back to your place.
Or what? Were you to shoot me? I don't think the KGB would like that.
You're right, I cannot kill you, but KGB didn't specify condition you must arrive in. You are fragile cargo. You can still break.
Not if I break you first. My fingers are like arrows. My arms like iron. My feet like spears. Resist, and I will end you. But turn this plane around, and I will spare your life.
Stranger danger, talking stranger things. Together, forever, we're loving stranger things. It's Stranger Things Forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's Stranger Things Forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to Stranger Things Forever. It's Friday morning. Yes, Friday morning. I am here talking to you before I start work. I thought, you know what? Today is my last day of work before going on an adventure of a lifetime, and I am going out with my wife tonight, and I don't know. I feel like I want to spend time with her tonight. I feel like that's a good idea. It's the smart thing to do. It's the nice thing to do, and it's the right thing to do. And I want to. So we're going out for dinner. We're going to do a little shopping. And then I think I'm going to come back, and we're just going to chill and probably fall asleep reading or watching a show or something. I can't be like, look, I'm leaving for 5 days. Let me go podcast really quick. The stranger friends need me. But no. Much like Hopper realized, they don't need me. I need them. I need the stranger friends. And so, even though I am a wonderful husband, I mean, I nail it. I still want to be delivering something to you guys, the stranger friends. So I'm here this morning at 7:30 in the morning talking to you before work even starts to talk about the next 10 minutes of the Nina Project. But before we get to that, can you feel it? Like, can you feel the shift in the pop culture air? Like, Stranger Things is just popping up everywhere. The other day, I mentioned the Variety article. Now there's an article in Empire Magazine and Time Magazine. And with Empire Magazine, they're on the cover. They're on the cover, and it shows the classic, you know, flower face Demogorgon with Dustin, Will, Eleven, Mike, and Lucas. It also is talking about Back to the Future at 40. I feel like I should get a copy of this article. I'm going to put a link to it in the show notes. And it does say at the bottom, though, it is available. I find a copy on newsstands starting October 23rd. Newsstands. Where the hell can you find a newsstand now? Like, hey, extra, extra, read all about it. Excuse me there, young boy. Do you have the new copy of the Empire magazine? Why, yes, sir. Here. And I give him a little shilling, and he's like, thank you, sir. And then I, do you also have some chewing tobacco? Because, I don't know, that just seems like something that people would get at a newsstand in the olden days. You can pre-order it, too. There's a link to it. I'm going to put a link to the Empire official website that has the article talking about the magazine, which, you know, you can pre-order right from there. And then there's also Time magazine, the title, when you click on like in Google News, it says on the set of season five of Stranger Things. But then when you go to the article, it says inside the making of Stranger Things epic final season. And there's a photo of all our friends, again, slightly different, because now we have Max. So but it's not Max. It is, in fact, it's none of the characters. It's Finn Wolfhard, Caleb McLaughlin, Sadie Sink, Noah Schapp, Millie Bobby Brown, and Gaydon Matarazzo, because these are definitely the actors. You know, they're not in character here. They're just normal, you know, 2000. What are they? Millennials? Are they Gen X? Are they Zs? Kids. They're not kids anymore. But they're just their normal. I was going to say their normal human selves. They're not the characters. They're in photo. They're the actors there. And they're looking in a cracked mirror. And they're all like, Gaten's given a bit of a smile. And everyone else is like, oh, I'm in an emo band. Look how. Dramatic I can be. I can't even say dramatic right. But there, I'm going to put a link to that too. I'm almost afraid. I said this many times. I don't want to read these articles. Oh, they show. Are they on the cover of Time magazine too? Now they look like they're in a band. They're all dressed in red. Again, looking very dramatic. Like, very dramatic. Inside the upside down world of Netflix's biggest show ever. You got that right. You hear that, Wednesday? You hear that, other Netflix shows, you hear that? The Floor is Lava? That's right. Stranger Things is bigger than both of you combined. I think. I don't know. I want it to be. In my head, it is. So I'm going to put a link to both of those articles in today's show notes, and which you can find, you know, if you subscribe to the podcast, or you can find on the website link at fans.experts.com. Okay, now, again, I only have so much time before I have to actually start working. So let's not waste any more of that time. Let's get in to the next 10 minutes of The Nina Project. So we are still in Hawkins, and we pick up again with Dustin and Steve. We saw them for like 2 seconds in the last episode, and they're just looking for clues. In fact, Steve's like, what sort of clues are we looking for? And Dustin does a funny quote of Sherlock Holmes. He says, the world is full of obvious things which nobody by any chance ever observes, which I don't know. I've never read any Sherlock Holmes. Obviously, I've seen the classic film of Sherlock Holmes, you know, starring Will Ferrell. Okay, I haven't even seen that. I don't know what I've seen for Sherlock Holmes, if anything, but everyone knows Holmes. And oh no, I watched the BBC show Sherlock, but I don't know exactly. Oh, it looks like this is from Hound of the Baskervilles. But of course, Dustin would quote Holmes, basically saying, you know, there are things there are things that could be anywhere and everywhere, I guess, is what he's saying. Look at everything, I suppose. But Steve's like, huh? What? I don't. He didn't get it. So he keeps looking around, and he finds a floor grate, like for heating, and he lifts it up, and you know, something catches his eye in there. He lifts it up, and he sees jars filled with spiders, which I would say is creepy. Did we see Henry Creel already playing with spiders? I know we saw spiders in the bathtub. The spiders are everywhere. So while he's looking at this jar, it's kind of a misdirect for him, because all of a sudden you see this spider on his shoulder and he freaks out. He thinks it's a black widow. I don't know if that's true, but he freaks out. He's like going, well, he's hitting it off his shoulder, and he ends up bumping into Nancy, and Robin also passes by, and Nancy's checking in for spiders. And you can see they have this quiet moment together, where he's like, you know, it's cool. You guys are friends now, him and Robin. He's like, maybe we can hang out when Jonathan's around. But he makes it clear, he's like, you know, we're not dating. Like, he's never gonna, you know, say Robin's secret, whatever it is. That's Robin's life. But he's like, you know, we're just friends. And Robin's like, yeah, we're just friends, just so we're clear. And it's nice. Well, is it not? I don't know if it's nice for Jonathan, but you can see Steve and Nancy have a little moment together, and then he ruins it by trying to repeat the Sherlock Holmes quote. I would say he ruins it. He kind of just makes it a little silly. We then move into the next room where we see Lucas and Max, and this is a great moment just to get to see them kind of be together and share some nice moments together. You know, Max has the tape going. It ends. She's just listening to Kate Bush over and over again. It ends and she rewinds it. And I'm thinking to myself, like Lucas said, I wish we had a longer loop. She's like, 46 minutes isn't bad. And then she rewinds the whole tape. Look, I grew up in this time. I lived on having tapes and making mixtapes and having a Walkman and having all my, you know, albums. You made playlists, we made mixtapes. What we would do is on one side of the tape, we'd put one set of songs and then you flip the tape over. So why didn't they just flip the tape over? See, if the tape comes to an end, that means the other side is already rewound. You flip it over, you do another long loop of Kate Bush. And now maybe it's just time. They didn't have time to do it, which I'll grant them that. But you flip it over, no need to rewind. You play it all the way through. When that's done, you flip it over again. But instead, it gives them a moment for Max to rewind the tape for a little bit. And she's like, you know, what happens if, you know, I get sick of this song? Like, what happens if it loses its power? And Lucas is like, Kate Bush, never. He's like, you're a fan? He's like, yeah, I'm a mega fan. She saved your life. And it was just a nice moment. And he's like, for the first time in a long time, you see them have something nice together.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So he gets playful. He's like, maybe if we play this piano, that'll lure out Vecna. And he's playing it and she's laughing. And he's like, she's like, I thought you were one of the cool kids now. He's like, I'm not cool. She has a little laugh and he comments up about how much he really misses that. She's like, what? Hearing you laugh. I'm like, oh. So the tape's fully rewound, you know, kind of breaks the quietness. The tape's fully rewound. She puts it back on. Then they hear like a little click and they look. And they see these lights flickering in the room. And then like one, it's like buzzes, the light turns on, then it goes out, then another one. Almost like it's leading them to something. You know, like they look and then another one, and they leave the room and then another one goes on. And then we leave Hawkins and we don't come back. We don't come back to Hawkins at all for this 10 minutes. Instead, we jump over into the Nevada desert, into that missile silo, and into Eleven's memories. So remember the last time the kids were being taken down a hall. Now they're in some sort of room, in some sort of lab, and one kid is hooked up. He's got all the doodads on his head, and he's hooked up to some machine that looks like it's out of a carnival, like, you know, all these light bulbs in a big circle. I feel like that's how, you know, like you'd pick a number and then the lights would spin and you'd slow down and then hopefully you pick the right number. But this guy seems to be controlling it with his mind and he does a pretty good job. And was he two? Was he number two? They're like, then the creepiest part of the whole episode where Brenda's like, who would like to go next? And he holds a little candy, like, who wants to earn a candy? And the kids go, me, like all like little lemmings. I don't know. It's just really creepy. And Eleven's just quiet. And he goes, Eleven, how about you go next? So the creepy orderly hooks her up to the machine. He's like, stay focused, find the energy, feel it. This guy seems like a really sweet boy. He's really helpful. He's wonderful. So Eleven, you know, stares at the machine and it's like, all right, come on. She tries to get the lights to work. Nothing happens. Some of the kids laugh. And one kid's like, why does he waste so much time with her? Brenner comes over, he's like, they're laughing at you. They think you're weak. Show them, Eleven. Show them. He doesn't say it like that. But she gets one bulb to turn on, but then she loses contact with it again. She seems exhausted. Her nose is bleeding. The kids are snickering. And then she raises her hand up to like touch her bloody nose, and both her hands are bleeding. And she's like, they're covered in blood. I shouldn't say they're bleeding. They're covered in blood. And she looks around. All of a sudden, she's alone in the room. She hears screaming. She is like, oh, my God. She goes out into the hallway. Lights are flickering. A lot of lights flickering. Interesting. And she sees carnage, the carnage that we saw from the first episode with children just laying on the ground, broken and dead. And in the tank, we see her heart is racing. They're like, she's going into arrest. And Owens is like, I've seen enough. Get her pulled out of there. Like, Brennan doesn't seem to be rushing about this at all or saying anything. He's just standing there. But Owens is like, she needs to get out of there. Get her out of there. We see inside the tank, Eleven seems to be struggling, like she's convulsing, and she's really not having an easy time. And then we leave Nevada. We go away from Nevada. And we head over the ocean. Is it the Bering Sea, the Bering Strait, whatever it is between Alaska and Russia? And we cut back into Yuri's airplane. He's flying along, having a grand old time. But then he looks down, and what does he see? A jar of peanut butter rolls to the front. And he looks down, he's like, huh? What's that doing here? And he turns around, and he sees Joyce is cutting Murray free. She's already free, and she is using the glass shards to cut Murray free. So I'm guessing this plane has some sort of autopilot, because he walks right up behind her, right up behind Joyce, and he's got a gun. And he's like, naughty, naughty bird. And he starts to walk at her. He's like, be a good girl now and get back in your place. She's like, what are you going to shoot me? She's like, I don't think the KGB would like that. You know, she's trying to stall him, it seems like. He's like, you're right. I cannot kill you. But KGB didn't specifically say what condition you must arrive in. You are fragile cargo. You can still break. And the greatest thing, you are fragile cargo. You can still break. And then boom, you just hear off, you know, you hear the voice, not if I break you first. Oh my God, that was so, this is Murray's hero moment. He turns around, and he sees Murray has dropped the ropes, you know, they're bound to him. And then he starts putting his hands in these like defensive martial arts like stances. He's like, my fingers are like arrows, my arms like iron, my feet like spears. Joyce is looking like, what is happening? He goes, resist and I will end you. But if you turn this plane around, I will spare your life. Yuri just looks at him and starts laughing. And then Murray goes and kicks the gun right out of his hand. Yuri's like, what the hell? He swings at Murray. It's tough to say Murray and Yuri. Yuri swings and misses, and they start tussling toward the front of the plane. Murray gets the upper hand. He slams down Yuri as Joyce starts to go for the gun. Oh, that's it. Good, because I've got morning voice, and I still haven't even finished my first coffee. I was going to say not my morning coffee, my first coffee of the day. Whew. So you could hear a little scratchiness in my voice. I sound a little bit like Bruce Springsteen. This next song is about how my dad worked at the steel mill. And he would come home at night and he'd say, son, why are you watching Stranger Things? And I'd say, daddy, I love this show. I don't know what I'm talking about. But I do know I've paused recording dozens of times just to clear my throat, which tells me it's time to finish that coffee. And look at this. This is a nice short, I don't say nice short episode, but it's a short episode. And sometimes these episodes are just going to happen. That's how we're going to get through these final blocks of Stranger Things Forever. And gosh damn it. Oh my God, I can't believe I swore. We're going to do it. We're going to do it one way or another. But I have to be honest, you're not going to probably hear from me for a few days, because starting tomorrow, I am going to be, unless for some reason my wife falls asleep very early tonight and I have the energy and I do another one tonight, I doubt it. So if you don't see a second episode from me today, you will see, you might see one sometime while I'm in Florida, which is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but you definitely will see some by the end of next week. You'll see a bunch, because I'm going to start I'm going to record a bunch on those days off. So I will definitely make up for a few days off. But look, I mean, this podcast, I've taken weeks off. I've taken months off. But not now. Now is not that time. Now is the time to work. Because, again, it's not that you need me. It's that I need you, right? Just like Hopper said. I need you to go on Apple and give me a review. I guess the 5 stars are really good. So if you want to do that, you know, no one's looking, just click 5. Spotify too, if you want to give me stars, they're great. That helps people find the show, which means the Stranger Friends expands. Who knows? Maybe someone finds the show, then you leave a comment, then they reply to that comment. All of a sudden, you've made a new friend. You've made a stranger friend. All because the power of Hawkins, Indiana. All right, that's it. I need to get to work. It's almost 8. I have a few minutes now. I can chill, finish my coffee, and get started on my workday. So, while I am away, please follow me on social media, mostly Geek Mentality on Blue Sky and Geek Mentality Mike on TikTok. I might be shooting some TikToks on my way down to Florida. I still haven't figured that out yet. Right now, it's been a lot of Patriots stuff because I'm excited about the Patriots too. Everywhere else is Geek Mentality, but Geek Mentality Mike on TikTok. You can follow the Facebook page of the website, which is Fans Not Experts. And of course, the YouTube channel is Fans Not Experts. Every podcast I do can be found at fans.experts.com, but you can follow the show directly by following StrangerDangerPodcast.com on Blue Sky and visiting StrangerDangerPodcast.com. That's it. I'm done. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for subscribing. I'll be on the road tomorrow. Tomorrow at this time, I'll be on the road to Florida, but I'll be stopping in Virginia on the way there. So until you hear from me again, thank you so much. And remember, it is friends like you and friends like me. Look, I changed it a little bit. We're the ones who help keep Stranger Things alive forever.
Fans Not Experts.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.